this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 4th, 2006. Today's message is titled Heavenly Citizenship, and it's our joy, as we're Brooksine and Stephen Weber, to share these messages with you. And Brooksine's going to read the scripture text right now, actually two of them, and she'll read them back to back from Philippians 3, verse 20, and then from Revelation 7, 9, and 10.
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
Here in the United States today is a national holiday, and I believe it is proper to reflect on my blessings in this regard. My greatest memory of this holiday was when we went to the Esplanade celebration along the Charles River in Boston one year. The Boston Pops Orchestra played in unison with the fireworks display. It was really a moving time, and I'm sure scores of New Englanders will be enjoying the annual celebration again this year.
I'm sure each country has similar types of days, and I hope all readers in one way or another can recognize the blessings in their national identity. Paul claimed Roman citizenship and recognized the benefits of having this status.
But our primary citizenship as true children of God is in heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Our citizenship is in heaven." Regardless of where we live, we share this common citizenship as the redeemed of God.
This is not a contradiction. In fact, today some have dual citizenship. But it is vital that we always keep before us our primary citizenship. I enjoyed my time at the Boston celebration many years ago, but there's a celebration coming that all of us will have a part in. We see it in the astounding glimpse of heaven in the second daily verse. It will make any earthly celebration pale in comparison.
We are gathered as the citizens of heaven, a great multitude that no one can count. We come from every nation, tribe, people, and language. We are standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in our hands. We are proclaiming together in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
Our citizenship here on earth is temporary. Our citizenship in heaven is eternal. Which is of greater value to you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, with great anticipation, I look forward to the crowning day when I will be among your faithful followers. I am so eager to join brothers and sisters of every nation, where we will at last speak one language and with one voice exalt the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. That last praise, Brooksine, took directly from a scripture passage. Well, what a blessing to be citizens of heaven today. Whoever you are and wherever you're listening to this from, if you've accepted Jesus, that is where your primary citizenship is. As I prepared the message, another text came to mind. I didn't use it in the body, but I want to share it right now. It goes along with today's theme. It's from Ephesians chapter 2, 18 through 20. It says, "For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone." Amen. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. It is a holiday here in the United States, our country, but we still prepare this message knowing that there are many that receive the messages from other nations of the world, as well as many in our own country that will be checking it out as well. What a joy today to serve the living God and share this common heavenly citizenship, regardless of where we may live. We do have a couple of additional resources on our website today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the website today, these resources will be up. If not, just go back to the message dated July 4th, 2006. Do have a website about that great celebration in Boston and the photo gallery. It was an outstanding time, but again, nothing compared to what we will experience in heaven. Also today I have a link to a song that surely comes to mind today as I prepared the message, titled "Salvation Belongs to Our God." It's a beautiful song of worship, and it's based on the latter part of today's passage, and there is a link to an audio of that up. On a personal note, Brooksine, Esther, and I did return yesterday from our trip to Wisconsin over the weekend and the latter part of last week for a family reunion. We got in yesterday afternoon, traveling, leaving Sunday morning and traveling through Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana. We stayed all night in Ohio and then through most of Ohio and Pennsylvania yesterday. And when we came home, we obviously rejoiced that we're home. In a prayer last night, I found myself praying as we thank God for our safe journey and our safe being safe at home, for all to find safety and be safe at home. On a note, I do have a photo of a daylily I just took this morning up on the site. And my hobby is photography, and it's a joy to share these pictures on this website, this web ministry, if you care to look. Again, it's on the website, dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day today, wherever you live, and rejoice in your heavenly citizenship.